Good evening. This is Akashwani. I'm Anita Anand with the World News. The headlines. U.S., Israel and Iran continue to strike each other's targets as West Asia conflict enters 35th day. U.S. President Donald Trump removes Attorney General Pham Bon Di. Myanmar's parliament elects General Min Aung Hlaing as country's new president. Christians across the world observe Good Friday with solemn prayers and religious services. And India short of the 3 medals at Asian Boxing Championships as Nikhat Zareen, Priya and Preeti Pawar reach women's semi-finals in Ulaanbaatar. As the West Asia conflict enters its 35th day, fighting between the U.S., Israel and Iran continues to intensify with strikes expanding to civilian and energy infrastructure across the Gulf, raising concerns over global supplies and maritime security. Iran and its allies have launched fresh attacks across the region, including strikes on a desalination plant and refinery in Kuwait. Tehran has warned of severe retaliation if its crucial infrastructure is targeted and cautioned countries hosting U.S. bases. Iranian state media reported that a second U.S. fifth-generation F-35 fighter jet was struck and downed over central Iran by the air defense system of the Islamic Republic's Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps, with officials saying the pilot is unlikely to have ejected. U.S. President Donald Trump warned of further strikes after an attack on a bridge near Tehran, which killed 8 people and injured nearly 100. Meanwhile, Israel says it will maintain security control in southern Lebanon and continue efforts to disarm Hezbollah, even as diplomatic outreach continues amid the escalating conflict. More from our West Asia correspondent.
In Kuwait, a power and desalination facility reported material damage following an attack, prompting emergency response measures. Kuwait relies on desalination for nearly 90% of its drinking water, making such facilities critical to national supply. Iran, meanwhile, rejected reports that it targeted Kuwaiti power and desalination facility. In the UAE, falling debris from air defense interceptions triggered a fire at the Habshan gas facility. Another interception injured 12 people, including 5 Indian nationals, in the Ajban area of Abu Dhabi, highlighting spillover risks to civilian and industrial zones. Habshan, one of the world's largest gas processing hubs, is linked to the port of Fujairah through a 360-kilometer pipeline that allows exports to bypass the Strait of Hormuz. This marks the second disruption at Habshan after a similar incident on March 19th. Meanwhile, Iran has publicly listed several major bridges across GCC countries as a potential target for tit-for-tat response to the recent Israeli strikes that damaged Iran's B1 bridge near Karaj earlier today. This is Vinod Kumar for World News from Dubai.
French President Emmanuel Macron and South Korean President Lee Jae-myung agreed today to work together to help reopen the Strait of Hormuz and ease global economic uncertainties caused by the war in the Middle East. Mr. Macron arrived in South Korea yesterday for a two-day state visit after visiting Japan. This is President Macron's first visit to Seoul since taking office in 2017. Their summit in Seoul came as U.S. President Donald Trump slammed allies for not supporting the U.S. and Israeli war against Iran. Mr. Macron has said that reopening the Strait of Hormuz through a military operation was unrealistic. South Korean officials have said that they were in contact with Washington on the issue and that Seoul wasn't considering paying Iran transit fees to secure fuel shipments through the strait. U.S. President Donald Trump has removed Attorney General Pham Bon Di, a longtime ally, from her post, saying she will transition to the private sector. Bon Di's tenure as the Justice Department was overshadowed by its handling of files related to Jeffrey Epstein. She is the second official ousted in recent weeks after Christine Ohm in March. Bon Di will be replaced by former deputy Todd Blanche. India and Azerbaijan today comprehensively reviewed the current state of bilateral relations covering areas of mutual interest in Baku. They discussed trade, technology, tourism, pharmaceuticals, culture, people-to-people relations and fight against cross-border terrorism. External Affairs Ministry in a statement said that Secretary West, External Affairs Ministry C.B. George co-chaired sixth round of India-Azerbaijan Foreign Office consultations with Azerbaijan's Deputy Minister of Foreign Affairs Elnur Mamadov. Secretary West, External Affairs Ministry C.B. George also called on Azerbaijan Foreign Affairs Minister Jeon Bayramov. This is Akashwani. You are listening to World News. We bring you the top international news and updates from around the globe. Myanmar's parliament today elected Min Aung Hlaing, a general who ousted Aung San Suu Kyi's civilian government in 2021 as country's new president. Min Aung Hlaing had kept an iron grip on power for the past 5 years. The move marks a nominal return to an elected government, but is widely considered to be an effort to keep the army in power after an election organized by the military that opponents and independent observers deemed neither free nor fair. Min Aung Hlaing was one of the three nominees for the president's post, but was virtually guaranteed the post as lawmakers from military-backed parties and appointed members from the army holding a commanding majority in parliament. Over 9,000 families have been forced to leave their homes due to the rocket attacks conducted by Pakistani forces on areas near Durand Line in Afghanistan's Kunar province. Officials from Kunar's Directorate of Information and Culture said that the survey process of impacted families is being conducted. Kunar's Information and Culture Department head Najibullah Hanif said that clashes continue and several families have been forced to abandon their areas due to security concerns. Christians across the world are observing Good Friday today with solemn prayers marking the crucifixion of Jesus Christ. Churches are witnessing special services and the way of the cross, with devotees gathering in large numbers. Pope Leo XIV presided over the liturgy of the Passion and Death of Lord Jesus Christ in St. Peter's Basilica today. On the occasion, Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have said everyone remembers the sacrifice of Jesus Christ and reflects upon it his timeless message of love, compassion and forgiveness. India confirmed 3 medals at the Asian Boxing Championships 2026 as Nikhil Zareen, Priya and Preeti Pawar registered impressive victories today to advance to the semi-finals in Ulaanbaatar, Mongolia. A report.
Leading the charge, Nikhil Zareen was in complete control in the women's 51kg quarterfinal today, sealing a first-round RSC, referee stops contest victory over Philippines' Xian Baguin in a dominant outing. She will now face China's Wu Yu, the Paris 2024 Olympic gold medalist, in the semi-finals. In the 60kg category, Priya showcased composure and tactical maturity to defeat China's Cheng Yu Yang by 4-1, continuing her impressive run in the tournament. She will next take on Mongolia's Namun Mongkhor for a place in the final. In the 54kg category, Preeti Pawar, the gold medalist at the World Boxing Cup Finals, outclassed Mongolian boxer Ekjargal Mungun Tsetsang with her 5-0 unanimous decision victory. Preeti is set to face South Korea's Im Ae-ji, the Paris 2024 Olympic bronze medalist, in the semi-final clash. Anuja Kumar for World News.
India delivered a dominant performance in compound archery, clinching 3 gold medals in team events of World Archery Para Series in Bangkok, Thailand. In the women's team compound final, Sheetal Devi and Payal Nag registered 150-147 victory over Kazakhstan. And now, before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. U.S., Israel and Iran continue to strike each other's targets as West Asia conflict enters 35th day. U.S. President Donald Trump removes Attorney General Pam Bondi. Myanmar's parliament elects General Min Aung Hlaing as country's new president. Christians across the world observe Good Friday with solemn prayers and religious services. And India short of 3 medals at Asian Boxing Championships as Nikhil Zareen, Priya and Preeti Pawar reach women's semi-finals in Ulaanbaatar. And that concludes tonight's World News Bulletin. For more updates, stay tuned to Akashwani. Good night.